Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Well, it's a very strange week, I must say. Normally, in the building where it should be held was Ahoy. And there are now hospital beds for all the people who are sick and really have the COVID-19. So it's a terrible view to see that. But I hope for the fans and all the viewers and all the Eurovision lovers that we can still have a great show on Saturday the 16th. But it's strange. It's really strange. No one could think of this scenario, no.
No. And do you feel any disappointment at all?
Well, yeah, of course I felt disappointment, but that's more for the crew and for the people who worked really hard, and especially for the artists. I think for us as a presenters, yeah, of course you're a bit disappointed, but the main thing is you think of the artists to really have this as a goal, as there are some artists, as a main goal to perform, to be a singer at the Eurovision Song Contest. So if that's not happening, that's so hard for them and really harsh too. And I can imagine that they were really disappointed.
Yeah. Did the organization ever consider to go on with the event but without a crowd?
I don't think so, because the Eurovision is really a party for the fans, for the people, and it's so great to have this event to celebrate love, diversity, acceptation. So no, I don't think so. And it, for me, I must say, of course, I was a bit disappointed, but then most of all, the feeling was there that it was so misplaced, as I can say it like that. You don't want to throw a party if the world is on fire, you know? No, it doesn't feel good to do that. So yeah. I'm very glad that they don't.
Well, as you know, the Eurovision Song Contest is also a huge event in Australia. Mm-hmm. This would have been the sixth time that we would have participated. What do you think of this year's Australian act, Montagne, and her song Don't Break Me?
Well, I think her makeup is, first of all, very special. And it's something you really remember when you see her performing. You think, hey, that's the girl with the red cheeks and the blue hair. But I think the song is really great. I think I can also imagine that you can hear it in a club or like you can dance on it. And I think she's a real yeah, she's an artist and not in a normal way. She's really exceptional and has her own style. And yeah, I really like that.
So, top 10 score?
That's hard. I don't know.
I know.
But I hope for every country. It's very hard to say. That's what I hope for every country.
So, we're going to discuss the show on Saturday later. But first, I would like to know, what do you love about the Eurovision?
Well, in the early days when I was a girl who was 7 or 8 years old, I remember that I watched it with my parents, and then I always loved live television. So the idea that it's going on somewhere in your country, in my country, then the Netherlands, and it's happening now at the moment. So everything, what goes wrong or what is great, or when there are tears and when there's laughter, it's happening, and it's not... they're not performing because it's real. It's all real. So because it's live. So that's always what I thought. Oh, when I grow up, I want to do some live television shows. So it's really great that, first of all, I can host it now. It's such a big honor. So I realized that a lot of times. But then I remembered the girl who performed for Belgium, and that was Sandra Kim. And then she won in 1986.
J'aime la vie?
With J'aime la vie, yes, in Norway. And I don't know why, but she was young. I think she was 14 years old. I think she was the youngest winner. And I don't know, her flair and her attitude and her joy and her voice was great. And I always wanted to be a dancer and a performer and a musical artist. So when I saw her with 14 years old performing for the whole of Europe, I thought, wow. So that was a little bit of an idol for me at the moment. Yeah, that I will never forget, that moment that she won.
So is that also your all-time favorite Eurovision song ever?
I must say, but also, yeah, so J'aime la vie is that from Belgium, but it was also Ein bisschen Frieden from Nicole from Germany. That's always a sweet song because my mother always sings it. And Yeah, I must say, and it's a bit cliche, but I think Duncan Lawrence with Arcade last year in Israel that he won. When we first heard the song in Holland, we thought, oh my God, that's a bit a depressing song. Is that something for Eurovision? But this guy made a great performance. It was so sober and so intimate. And he really let the music work and his voice. So, yeah, that's where he stole my heart. But I must say, and I think that's really a pity, that the songs who I've chosen this year, that they're not allowed to sing it next year. I completely understand, but that's very harsh for the artist. But so I must say that this year's artist, Django, his song Grow is also a great song, and he has a great voice. So I think that's hard to say, yeah, that to have this conclusion that they're not allowed to sing the same song.
But yeah, they all have to go back to the drawing board.
Yes, exactly. I think that's very harsh for them, but I understand. It wouldn't be fair when you can, for a whole year, you can let the people hear your song, you know, so that wouldn't be fair with voting. But
no.
But I can imagine it's harsh for the artist.
Yeah. So no song festival this year, but you are hosting a big live show anyway on Saturday, and you just mentioned it. It's called Eurovision, Europe Shine a Light, and it will be broadcasted in Australia on SBS on Sunday night. What can we expect of this evening?
Well, I think it's, I call it also more of a tribute. It's the 65th version of Eurovision. So it would be strange to do nothing. So we wanted to do some like honoring the Eurovision with, and also with the songs from the artists. You can hear the songs of the artists, the songs which they're supposed to sing this year. And also with some former winners. They sing songs, special versions of their songs, but also we have Netta, the winner of 2018 Israel. She sings a new song, and Michael Schulte is going to sing a song with Ilse de Lange, from was a performer at with the Common Linnets at 2014. So it's going to be a special event and some tributes. Yeah, we also have Graham Norton, which we are going to speak to, and some people all around the countries like Italy. We're going to speak with them and with the artists. So I hope we can, it's going to be intimate. It's going to be strange for us. It's in a studio without an audience. So I think, we had to do something. And it's great to honor the Eurovision like this.
Like, deel. Geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.